Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Historically, homeownership rates, so the people who are owner-occupying a home, decreases during economic recessions. And then once the economy begins to turn around and expands again, people start moving back into homes and homeownership rates increase.
Before we get into it, I want to introduce you to Groundbreaker, today's sponsor and partner. They are an all-in-one suite of tools for small to medium-sized real estate syndicators. They've got a special focus on real estate syndicators with $1 million to $100 million assets under management. They help you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Groundbreaker will help you scale your business without the need to scale your overhead. So they're going to help reduce your costs because of the admin team that won't need to be as large. And they're going to help you reduce your risk of data breach because of the security systems that they have in place. They'll help you increase your revenue by growing your assets under management because you're going to be allowed to focus on the things that are most important, like business growth and operations, not those administrative logistics. And ultimately, they're going to help you elevate your company's brand and professionalism and investor experience because your investors are going to enjoy having this platform with all their information versus however you're currently doing it. Three things specifically about Groundbreaker I personally like. One, super easy to use from an investor standpoint and from a general partner standpoint. Two, it allows investors and general partners to fund electronically, meaning that a limited partner can complete their entire subscription and funding cycle without leaving the platform. And on the general partnership side, for distributions, you can set it up so that you can trigger bulk ACH payments within the platform. And then last thing I really like about Groundbreaker is it's cost effective. It's healthy to the bottom line. Their basic plan allows sponsors to sign up for as little as $100 per month with no limits on deals or investors. And you can read all about the pricing on their website. Speaking of their website, it is groundbreaker.co/Joe, J-O-E. And when you go there, groundbreaker.co/Joe, you're going to get access to a pitch deck that the Groundbreaker team created so that you have a template should you want to use that and customize it for your own deal. So go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com. There needed to be a resource on apartment syndication that not only talked about each aspect of the syndication process, but how to actually do each of the things and go into it in detail. And we thought, hey, why not make it free too? That's why we launched Syndication School, and Theo Hicks will go through a particular aspect of apartment syndication on today's episode and get into the details of how to do that particular thing. Enjoy this episode. And for more on apartment syndication and how to do things, go to apartmentsyndication.com, or to learn more about the Apartment Syndication School, go to syndicationschool.com so you can listen to all the previous episodes.
Hello, best of your listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Syndication School series, a free resource focused on the how-tos of apartment syndication. As always, I am your host, Theo Hicks. As you know, each week we air two episodes of Syndication School, and these focus on a specific aspect of the apartment syndication investment strategy. And for a lot of these episodes, we offer a free resource. These are free PDF how-to guides, free PowerPoint presentation templates, free Excel calculators, something to help you along your apartment syndication journey. And today, I want to give an update on the market, and more specifically, the update on forecasted rental demand. So as you know, before the outbreak of COVID-19, we were doing some episodes focused on different market factors and different markets. Top 10 markets for rent growth, for multifamily pricing, for cap rates, markets that are expanding and contracting. And in a sense, all that has been on pause, or more likely reset. And now people are starting to come out with some more studies, some more forecasts on where they see real estate going. And before I get into that, when I read this article, it had sparked a memory of an episode that I'm pretty sure we talked about on Syndication School. I'm not exactly sure when, but the article that Syndication School episode was based on, we wrote back in the beginning of 2019. So this was January 2019, so over a year and a half ago from the recording of this episode. The blog post was entitled, "Why I Am Confident Multifamily Will Thrive During and After the Next Economic Recession." And in summary, historically, home ownership rates, so the people who are owner-occupying a home, decreases during economic recessions. And then once the economy begins to turn around and expands again, people start moving back into homes and home ownership rates increase. So historically, over the past 9 or so recession expansion cycles, that has been the case. Home ownership goes up during the expansions and down during the recessions. But this was not the case for 2008. So during the post-2008 economic expansion, which was from 2008 until very, very recently, in this case, 2019 when this was written, the Dow Jones had tripled, the unemployment rate had been cut in half, and the GDP rose by nearly $5 trillion. So during this massive economic expansion, one would expect the home ownership rate to also increase. However, during that period of that economic expansion, the renter population increased nearly every single year over that 10-year time period or so. It grew by more than 25% from what it was at the beginning of the economic expansion. So it grew by more than 25%. So kind of the exact opposite of what has happened historically. Now, there are a lot of reasons why, at the time, others were predicting why people were deciding to rent as opposed to own during the most recent economic expansion, and is because of things like high student debt, things like poor credit, things like tighter lending criteria after the crash. People began to start families later, so they're renting longer. And the overall inability to afford the down payment for a home. And since, at the time, these reasons weren't going away, we predicted that when the next economic recession occurs, the same percentage of people or more will rent. We actually thought it would be more, but at the very least, it would be the same percentage. And then after the economic recession has ended and the economy begins to turn around and expand again, we made the same prediction that the number of renters would either be the same or more. Flash forward a year and a half, and many experts believe that we have entered the next economic recession due in part to the coronavirus pandemic. So, as I mentioned before, what are people saying about multifamily? So there's a study that was recently released by an apartment properties acquisition and management company called Middleburg Communities. And there was a Globe Street article, this is where I found it in Globe Street, that's published on June 17th entitled, "As Home Ownership Declines, Demand for Rental Housing to Climb." So I'm just going to read an excerpt from that article. The June 11th report projects a decline in U.S. home ownership to 62.1%, the lowest rate in more than 20 years, before a partial recovery to 63.6% in 2025. Depending on the effects of the recession, the demand for rental housing will increase somewhere between 33 and 49% over that period of time, the report concludes. So over the next 5 years, they're assuming that the homeownership rate is going to continue to drop because we're in a they believe we're in a recession. And then eventually it'll start recovering by the end of this 5 year period to 63.6%. And depending on their kind of worst case scenario or best case scenario, because of this drop in U.S. homeownership, you know, the only other thing people can do besides owning is renting, then they expect the demand for rental housing, for rentals, to increase a maximum of nearly 50%. So obviously really, really good news for people who are in rentals. Very good for you who's listening, who is an apartment syndicator or aspiring apartment syndicator, because you've got a huge increase in rental demand being projected. So the reason why in the beginning I went over the previous article, because not because we predicted this would happen, it was just based off of kind of just looking at the trends. But what's interesting is the reasons why this company made these projections, why they believe that the rentals are going to decline. So let me kind of continue reading. So the analysis points to changing demographics playing a role in the changing demands. Married households are more likely to own homes, and their numbers are declining. The numbers of households with incomes of more than $120,000 is expected to drop, while those with incomes of less than $30,000 are projected to rise. So just right there, they said that people are getting married later, you know, forming families later, which was one of the reasons we had, you know, a year and a half ago. The second reason was, you know, people's household incomes are expected to decline, which means they're not going to be able to afford home payments, not going to be able to afford down payments, which is another factor that we predicted a year and a half ago. So let's keep reading. It says, but demographics alone are a weak explanation for homeownership shifts, according to the report. Student loan debt, inability to make a down payment, and tightened lending standards. So three more. So those are the other three things that we mentioned, a year and a half ago. And then high rents and a shift in preferences play a role too. The report also zeroed in on three variables that offer a reasonable explanation for slumping homeownership: lending standards as measured by the average credit scores of mortgages, median net worth by age of householder, and the previous year's deviation from the demographic-based projection. Essentially, he's calling this like inertia or momentum. So very interesting to see that data. Very interesting to see an article we had written a year and a half ago be essentially repeated with different numbers a year and a half later. And then he also, the study also provided extra variables as to why, the home ownership rates are expected to decline and the demand for rental housing is expected to increase. The last part that I have in here is that the report notes that additional stimulus packages from the federal government could bolster home ownership rates. And I do know as recently as last week, there were rumblings of an additional stimulus package being created. So it's too early to tell for that. So as of now, without kind of that, but I'm sure that this study had taken that into account and still expects the demand for rental housing to decrease. So during the economic expansion, so during the previous economic expansion, homeownership decreased because of the fact that people are starting families later, student loan debt, inability to make down payments, a tightened lending standards. So the study reinforces our thoughts on multifamily investing. It reinforces our prediction that during this recession, demand for rental housing is going to go up, and that we've made a change from being a nation of owning to a nation of renting, at least for now. Now, next week, because I did come across an interesting article today that was talking about, where is this demand going to be, right? Because the demand for multifamily housing is not going to be increased by 50% everywhere, right? In some places, it's not going to increase at all. Some places might go down. Some places might go up a little bit. Other places is going to go up a lot, a ton, right? Because this 50% is just an average. I found an article recently that was in the Guardian about where people are moving based off of this most recent pandemic, because this for my kind of reading of the study, it didn't necessarily take the coronavirus into effect. So these essentially saying that the recession was started by student loan debt, inability to make housing payments, tightening lender standards, things like that. Not necessarily the, in part by that, but that's not necessarily the coronavirus. So added the coronavirus into the mix, and that shifts demand for multifamily up more, most likely, but to certain areas of the country. So we'll talk about that next week. That's going to conclude this episode, a little shorter one than usual, but still, I think this is very powerful information. In case you have not seen this study or heard of this study or have been kind of keeping your finger on the pulse of multifamily demand, of rental demands, forecasts in the future. So thanks for listening. And make sure you check out some of the other Syndication School episodes about the how-tos of apartment syndications. Make sure you check out the free documents we have available. Those are all at syndicationschool.com. Thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Groundbreaker helps you increase productivity and investor satisfaction by automating fundraising, reporting, and investor relations through elegant and powerful workflows built by syndicators for syndicators. Go to groundbreaker.co/Joe. That's groundbreaker.co/Joe to get a free deal pitch deck template.
Are you looking for a hard money loan, or do you have a mortgage note that you want to sell? Then email David at hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com. If you recognize this company, well, that's because David was a best ever guest on the show. It's episode 122, David Campbell, and you can email him at david@hasslefreecashflowinvesting.com if you're looking for a hard money loan or if you have a mortgage note to sell.